The first reading is a reading from the first letter of Corinthians. My brothers and sisters, thus should one regard us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Now it is, of course, required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. It does not concern me in the least that I be judged by you or other human tribunal. I do not even pass judgment on myself. I am not conscious of anything against me, but I do not thereby stand acquitted. The one who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, do not make any judgment before the appointed time, until the Lord comes. For he will bring to light what is hidden in darkness, and will manifest the motives of our hearts. And then everyone will receive praise from God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good, that you may dwell in the land and be fed in security. Take delight in the Lord, and he will grant you your heart's requests. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. Commit to the Lord your way, trust in him, and he will act. He will make justice dawn for you like the light, bright as the noonday shall be your vindication. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. Turn from evil and do good, that you may abide forever. For the Lord loves what is right and forsakes not his faithful ones. Criminals are destroyed, and the posterity of the wicked is cut off. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. The salvation of the just is from the Lord. He is their refuge in time of distress. And the Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The scribes and the Pharisees said to Jesus, "The disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees do the same, but yours eat and drink." Jesus answered, "Can you make the wedding guests fast before the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and they will fast in those days." And he also told them a parable. No one tears a piece from a new cloak to patch an old one. Otherwise he will tear the new and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskin. Otherwise the new wine bursts the skins, and it shall be spilled, and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins, and no one who has been drinking old wine desires new, for he says the old is good. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we see the first reading, and we see the first reading implemented in the life of Jesus. Here, Paul says, you know, I don't even judge myself, and I don't really care whoever judges me. You know, it makes no difference to me. I'm not conscious, but again, period. Therefore, he says, do not make judgment before the appointed time until the Lord comes. He knows what's hidden. And I have found that true. The people that so often seem to be holiest are the people that are sometimes hiding great evil. And the people that seem to be becoming evil seems to be having hearts that are filled with generosity and compassion. We don't know what's going on inside of other people. And they tried to do that with Jesus and his followers. They say, you know, the Pharisees and the scribes, of course, the holy people, sit there and say, well, you know, how come your disciples don't fast and pray like our disciples and the disciples of these other ones? Why? Even John the Baptist did that. And Jesus just, you could hear the heavy sigh in his voice almost, and just said, time will come. You and I are called to follow Jesus and do whatever he commands you to do. And let Jesus deal with the rest of the people himself. He doesn't need you. He doesn't need me. He needs us to focus on him and to live his will. So let's focus on him this day and decide to live his will this day.